It's time now for Visit Moffitt County, a community affairs program, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting. Now here's your host, Tom Kleinschnitz.
Welcome to Visit Moffitt County. This program is a public service announcement opportunity provided by Blizzard Communications. We are grateful for this time for Northwest Colorado citizens to get up to date on what's happening in Moffitt County. As always, remember, we're 5,000 watts that sound like a million. I'll be serving as your host today. My name is Tom Kleinschnitz. I currently serve the people of Moffitt County as Director of Moffitt County Tourism. Previously, I was an outfitter and held National Park Service concession permits for 33 years in Dinosaur National Monument, as well as other locations in western Colorado and eastern Utah. I have the pleasure of speaking to three individuals today. First, we have Josh Veenstra with Good Vibes River Gear and Craig. Next up today is Moffitt County Sheriff Chip McIntyre. And finally, we'll have a conversation with Nick Lagorda with Yampa Valley Entertainment. So let's get started. First, we have Josh Veenstra. Welcome, Josh.
Thanks for having me, Tom.
Well, I really appreciate you joining us today. Before we talk about your company, I'd like to just get a base for our audience. Tell us about yourself, your family, and where you grew up.
Well, I was born and raised right here in Craig. I spent a little time in Alaska and then eventually ended back here in the Yampa Valley, where we worked out at the power plant for a couple of years and then decided to open up our rafting shop. And we're really blessed and grateful to be able to raise our family in the same place that we grew up in.
Wonderful. Well, also, I understand that you've competed recently in an Ironman competition in Mexico. I mean, I think a lot of people don't know about that physical challenge. Tell us about what an Ironman competition is and how well you did.
Thanks. First off, thank you, Tom. I appreciate that. An Ironman is an endurance challenge. It starts off with a 2.4-mile swim, then into a 112-mile bike ride, and then a full marathon. It's all back-to-back, so it definitely pushes you mentally and physically. The competition was in Mexico on the island of Cozumel, so it's just done in probably one of the prettiest places on the circuit. It definitely challenged me in every way and kind of gives you a whole new perspective on life and what you can accomplish if you put your mind to something really hard.
Well, it sounds very hard to me, sir. I think not a lot of individuals out there could accomplish that. Congratulations on just accomplishing it and doing it. How well did you do?
Well, it definitely has a bunch of it's Latin America's year-end championship. I did finish in the top 40%, which was pretty good. For out of 1,500, I finished about 600.
Wow. Well, congratulations on knocking that out. I think that's something that I'm sure that is life-changing to be able to accomplish something like that. So let's get back to your company and your career path. Tell us about how things evolved. What led to the creation of Good Vibes River Gear?
Well, it all started, basically, I was an insulator out at the power plant, kind of working and building my own patterns and had a lot of technical work and hands-on work. And it basically, over time, I just kind of started to get a passion to create something of my own. And that's when I started making just river gear. And then it kind of morphed into making grocery bags and everything else.
Well, great. So you've got Good Vibes River Gear. Tell us what's available in your shop. If somebody walked in, what would you find there and what do you specialize in?
Well, we definitely specialize in, it was rafting gear to begin with. And then it's kind of morphed into reusable grocery bags and beach bags and just a series of duffel bags. And in the shop, you'll see almost anything you would need for a multi-day raft trip. We definitely take a lot of pride in what we stock and making sure that it's the right equipment and the best equipment you can get.
Well, great. So, I mean, somebody walks in, they can find equipment to rig their raft and all of that. So if somebody walked into your outfit and wanted to put together a full multi-day expedition raft, you could give them advice and order everything that they need?
Absolutely. If anybody was to walk in the shop, we could walk through their complete setup, all the way from frames, dry boxes, oars, coolers, and a multitude of different boats. We have about 3 different brands of boats we carry. And so we could definitely fit pretty much any need that you have out there to get out on the river or just to enjoy, the smaller lakes and stuff too.
Right. Well, there's, I think it comes down in many cases to get some good advice from someone like you that has a tremendous amount of river time to get them in the right gear, right? I mean, many times you have to talk to people about how they intend to use it.
Yeah, I probably don't have as much experience as you do, Tom, but I have been on the river quite a bit, and I've seen just about every setup over the last 8 years that we've been in business. I've seen just about every setup imaginable, and can definitely direct people in what works well and what doesn't work well.
Right, right. Well, I understand that your operation has just taken in a new piece of equipment, a new sewing machine. Tell us about what kind of equipment you have there for manufacturing and what's available through Good Vibes with the stuff that you actually make.
Well, right now, our production line consists of 4 different sewing machines. Our newest one is a little bit heavier duty binding sewing machine, so it'll take our inch heavy duty webbing that binds all the edging of the Vibes River Gear product, and it just kind of makes that nice softer edge on kind of when you cut the mesh. And so this is a station and a sewing machine all by itself, instead of having to change the sewing foot each time to finish out a product line, we're able just to keep moving forward and increase production.
Right. Well, it sounds like you've invested in the things you need to do the custom equipment. So I think when people are hearing about Good Vibes and Good Vibes River Gear, they think about just strictly these things are for river running. But you've already mentioned that you've got the shopping bags and the beach bags that and some of the duffels you're producing. Tell us about what other outdoor people come in and take advantage of your gear in the kinds of things you can manufacture?
Definitely. I help out a lot of the ag community with different various things for ranching. We have a couple guys that come in and we repair their horse bags, feed bags, and also other different things for outfitting.
Great. I mean, it sounds like if somebody has a special project, they can come in, talk to you about it, and you can put it together.
Yeah, definitely. If anybody has an idea, they could run it by us and we can build and customize just about any piece of gear you want.
Get back to river running itself, and you're advising people about gear, but many river runners participate in the permitting lottery that happens for Dinosaur National Monument every year, and most Western rivers. Those lottery regimes come up in the next few months. Most people actually, as this sport gets more and more popular, are not successful, and their odds of getting a permit are diminishing over the years. Could you tell our audience about some of the non-permitted opportunities that are in Northwest Colorado, Moffat County, but even throughout our region, the things that people maybe don't know about that they could take their gear and have some fun?
Yeah, for sure. We're really lucky here. We have a lot of river miles. It stretches all the way. The non-permitted stretch is all the way from Steamboat Springs to Dinosaur National Monument. In that stretch, there's a 32-mile stretch called the Little Yappa Canyon. It's a great overnight or 2-night river trip, and that doesn't require any permits. We just ask that you bring a river toilet system and pack out any human waste and trash. There's also the Little Snake flows at a very short window in the spring. People enjoy that as well. And then we also have a nice little river park that's just getting completed right here locally in town that people can enjoy.
Yeah, I went out to see that park myself last month, and boy, it seems like it's coming together. And I understand most of what's happening in the river channel itself is complete, but there'll be a lot of off-river park amenities that are going in that's going to make that thing a wonderful addition to our community. Is that going to help Good Vibes in the long run?
I think bringing any awareness to the river itself is going to help out Good Vibes. The more that we can involve ourselves with the river and river restoration projects, always is a good thing for the wrap shop.
Great. Now, other services, do you guys provide shuttle services at times for people?
We do provide shuttle services. Sometimes it's really hard to get from point A to point B and have your vehicle at point B. So we do offer a shuttle service that stretches pretty much all the way from the upper parts of Hayden down to Maybelle. And you can just give us a call at the shop or go to our website to look up what services we do provide and the logistics of those.
Well, you know, there's some people that just, if the shuttle can be accomplished, the rest of it's easy. So that's the difficult part of a river trip, particularly people coming and visiting us from a good distance away. So I'm glad that service is available right there in downtown Craig. So stepping back and getting a broader view of what goes on, tell us about Good Vibes and why is it important to the community and why is it important for the community to support outdoor recreation industry in general?
Well, outdoor recreation, it brings very positive energy to our community. It brings visitors that want to spend money and to support our economic growth. It helps small businesses thrive. It creates part-time, full-time employment. And it encourages families to explore the amazing area that we have here in Northwest Colorado.
Let's just think about Good Vibes also. What part of your operation or your mission are you most proud of? What's Josh most proud of as you present your service to the public?
Biggest thing that I'm proud of is the fact that we make our own product line. What started once in the garage has now become shipping around the world. And it's just one of those things that if you take hard work and determination, and it'll manifest into, you know, dreams. It's definitely really proud of that. You know, Megan and I have stuck with this whole deal and actually seen a career out of it.
Great. Tell us about any future projects you guys are thinking of. What are you contemplating that might be new for Good Vibes in the future?
The biggest thing that we're is just continue on manufacturing and expanding the manufacturing side of Good Vibes. We definitely want to keep shipping internationally. It definitely grows each year. We want to come up with automated cutting and starting to try to increase production and keep costs down.
Is there anything else that people should know about Good Vibes River Gear?
They should know that we are a customized shop, that we can build just about any bag that you want. And we're only limited to your imagination. And it's not just for rafters. It's for anybody that wants to organize their closet, that wants to organize a camper, that just wants to do any type of soft gear that you could think of. We could probably come up with a good idea for it.
Great. So how would people reach you, Good Vibes, for more information? Do you have a phone and a website you can relay to the audience?
Yeah, we have our goodvibesrivergear.com, or you can call us at 970-367-3627. Or you can go on to Facebook and check out our Facebook page or Instagram.
Well, great. It sounds like you're connected to the world out there and doing a great job for economic development for our community. I congratulate you on building a business beyond some of your past. You're transitioning into what the new Moffat County is all about. Thank you, Josh, for joining us today. We're going to be taking a short break. Our next guest will be Moffat County Sheriff Chip McIntyre. Thank you, Josh.
Thank you, Tom. Appreciate you.
We'll be back with more Visit Moffitt County, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting and heard right here on KRAI Craig, 55 Country at 550 AM and 105.1 FM, and on KRAI FM at 102.3 and 93.7.
Ugh, these aisles are tight.
Oops, sorry, pardon me.
This selection stinks.
Excuse me, you with the fruit cups, can you help me with a nice cab? I don't need a taxi, I'm talking about wine.
Don't count on the grocery stores to help you with your wine needs. Trust your friends at Central Park Liquor. With unmatched selection, prices, and knowledge, there is no need to go anywhere else. Central Park Liquor is your true convenient one-stop shop for everyday low prices on beer, wine, and your favorite spirits. Don't get caught up in the hype. Stick with what you know. Central Park Liquor, locally owned and operated, and always giving back to the community.
You'll get more than you expect with McValue at McDonald's. So when you've spent too much on a night out, get deals on the after party. When you've got date night, get deals on favorites that'll make you their favorite. And when you've got family for the weekend, we've got breakfast.
Buy favorites like a sausage McMuffin with egg, hash browns, or sausage McMuffin and add one for a dollar. And pair it with a medium iced caramel macchiato. Price participation may vary, cannot be combined with any other offer. Valid for product of equal or lesser value.
Your window is getting shorter. Health insurance open enrollment is underway until January 15th, 2026. Having health insurance isn't just a box to check. It's peace of mind for you and your family. The Health Partnership Health Coverage Guides will help you navigate your health insurance plan options. Whether you're exploring new coverage, comparing costs, or enrolling for the first time, we will help you understand your choices. Our team is ready to assist you from our offices in Steamboat Springs and Craig. Connect with us today. Visit thehealthpartnership.org. That's thehealthpartnership.org. Happy holidays from the Health Partnership.
The word of the day is convenience, and Central Park Liquor is leading the way with online shopping now available at centralparkliquorsteamboat.com. Now, from the comfort of your home or office, you can skip those crowded big box stores and still take advantage of Central Park Liquor's everyday low prices. What's more convenient than visiting centralparkliquorsteamboat.com? Not much. Keep it local, keep it easy at centralparkliquorsteamboat.com.
Christianity stands apart from every world religion and cult. Religions demand that a person reach a certain standard through their own sacrifice or discipline before there is acceptance, before there can be union with God. Christianity begins with connection to God. It begins with love and acceptance from God toward the sinner. There is nothing that a sinner can do to earn acceptance or to earn a standing with God. God demonstrated his love toward the world in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Love and acceptance are not earned, but given freely by God. Salvation and righteousness are offered as free gifts to the world through faith in Christ. Gifts, by definition, cannot be worked for or earned. A gift is just to be received with gratitude. Anyone, anywhere, can receive the gift of salvation and the gift of righteousness from God. This reception is accomplished by placing faith in the sacrifice that Jesus offered on our behalf. This is Jason Haskell with New Creation Church in Craig, and this is The Victory Life.
Keep Route Wild's charter is embodied by development principles for Route County lands. These principles are designed to protect the public land resources that all Route County residents value, appreciate, and enjoy. To see the complete list of principles, please visit KeepRouteWild.com. While you're there, sign up for our newsletter and like us on Facebook. Keep Route Wild is a science-based organization and plan to be a voice for Route County's wildlife and wild places for decades to come. Keep Route Wild, where wild places live.
Hi. Hi, it's Marcy Marumoto with the Holiday Drive. The drive has wrapped up and, again, was so incredibly successful. Moffitt County, you helped us raise over $24,000 and 2,055 pounds of food in just 12 hours, plus hundreds and hundreds of toys, gifts for seniors, and over 350 pounds of dog and cat food. Thank you, because without you, this drive isn't possible. Also, thank you to our sponsors, Memorial Regional Health and the Bank of Colorado. And thank you to the United Way of the Yampa Valley, Centennial Mall, McDonald's, Domino's, City Market, Cook Chevrolet and Subaru, Harold Brown, Victory Motors of Craig, Daniel Cramblett, Michelle Tuvey and family, and the one and only Santa. I am blown away every year by the generosity of Moffitt County, and I hope you know that you just made Christmas brighter for so many. Thank you, and from all of us at KRAI, 55 Country, and the Steamboat Radio family stations, Merry Christmas.
It's time now for Visit Moffitt County, a community affairs program, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting. Now here's your host, Tom Kleinschnitz.
We're back again with Visit Moffitt County. Our conversation is with Moffitt County Sheriff Chip McIntyre. Welcome, Sheriff McIntyre.
Thanks, Tom. Thanks for having me.
Well, I really appreciate it. Most of our audiences are obviously familiar with you, but for those that don't know you and the visitors to our region, tell us about yourself, you know, your career path, and how you got to be Moffitt County Sheriff.
Yeah, for sure, Tom. I'm a third-generation Moffitt County resident. My grandparents homesteaded out by Maybell, and I was raised on my family ranch out there. So my roots run pretty deep in Moffitt County, and my family's been a part of this community for decades. I'm also a husband and a father to six kiddos, so they keep me pretty grounded and remind me daily of why public safety and community service matter. I started my law enforcement career here in Moffitt County in 1994 after I graduated from the Law Enforcement Academy in Rangeley, and I started working in the jail, in the old jail in the old courthouse, and I worked my way up to patrol, where I stayed until 2001, and I left to join the Colorado State Patrol, where I was stationed in Durango and Montrose, which I stayed with State Patrol until 2007. I left and joined the Grand Junction Police Department. Interestingly enough, that was probably my most formative chapter in my law enforcement career. I worked patrol for a little while I was in Grand Junction, but I primarily worked in the community advocacy unit, where I worked extensively in community policing and focusing on building relationships with community partners and developing programs and visibility and working collaborative on problems in the community, not just law enforcement problems. I also work closely with Crime Stoppers and help strengthen community involvement and crime prevention and anonymous reporting for crimes. Those experiences taught me the value of transparency, engagement, and communication principles that I continue to guide how I lead the sheriff's office today. In 2014, I came back to the sheriff's office, starting off in patrol again, and stayed there for a few months, and then went to the drug task force, then promoted to the operations lieutenant, where I oversaw patrol and investigation. And in 2023, I was appointed undersheriff by then Sheriff Casey Hume, who, after his retirement, I was appointed sheriff by the county commissioners in July of this year to lead this agency.
Well, quite
kind of my career wrap up.
That's quite a career path. And I think it really starts at the very beginning of doing some of the things that work under the people that work under you, that you know what they're facing, and you know so many aspects of what's there. Impressive resume. And obviously, we're very fortunate to have a Moffitt County original as our county sheriff. So congratulations on that appointment by the commissioners, and we're glad to have you on board. As a citizen myself, I love your temperament and the way you present yourself. So thank you for taking on the task.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Thank you.
Recently, you know, there's a program that's Shop with a Cop that happens each year. Could you describe what that is, how it's funded, and how your staff participates in Shop with a Cop?
Yeah, for sure, Tom. Shop with a Cop really is probably one of the most meaningful events we hold each year, not only for deputies with the sheriff's office, but law enforcement throughout Moffitt County. It gives us a chance to interact with kids in need in the community and support them during the holiday season. Our program here in Moffitt County is kind of unique. Since its inception, it has been entirely funded by a single community member. That community member wishes to remain anonymous, but their generosity has made a tremendous impact on hundreds of kids throughout the years with their funding of that program. Our deputies and the other law enforcement officers that participate in that volunteer their time. They're paired up with a kid to shop at the local Walmart. This year, we have 14 kids that participated in the program. Often, they buy gifts not only for themselves, but their families. And I think this program really strengthens relationships and shows our commitment to serving push and helping kids out that, you know, grow up and in the community and strengthens that law enforcement relationship with them.
Well, it sounds like a fantastic program, and that anonymous donor is to be commended by our community 100%.
Yeah, they are. It's a really tremendous thing that they do, and like I said, it's changed kids' lives, and they've supported hundreds of kids over the years.
I understand the county commissioners decided to dedicate some payroll to the school district. Tell us about the program that involves your office.
Yeah, this year here, about a month or so ago, the county commissioners created another full-time position within the sheriff's office. I worked with the county commissioners along with the school district to create this position to create a school resource deputy. Previously, the city of Craig and the Craig Police Department had two school resource officers that worked within the school district. And this year, we thought it would be better if one of those positions was a deputy from the sheriff's office. The majority of the schools are within the city limits, but a lot of those kids that go to those schools live in the county. And we thought having a deputy assigned to the schools would help strengthen that community engagement, strengthen that partnership that we have with the school district. So Deputy Montoya, who's been with the sheriff's office for several years, put in for that position, was selected. He's been working closely with the school district and the school resource officer from the Craig Police Department to build those positive relationships with students, and it's going well and working out great.
Wonderful. Well, we certainly had a challenging fire year this year. Tell us about some of the incidents in Moffat County and what your office had to deal with.
Yeah, it was a challenging fire season and started off right after my appointment as sheriff. It had several notable incidents, the main one being the 12-mile fire, or the 12 fire being the most concerning due to its potential for rapid growth. But really, thankfully, for pre-staging by my fire management officer, Todd Wheeler, and a quick response and strong cooperation between partner agents quickly contained. And overall, really, we were fortunate because of fire resources were limited due to the fires in Rio Blanco County and really on the western slope of Colorado. We were pretty fortunate here in Moffat County that we were able to get on top of those fires when they got started. And because of our excellent working relationship with partner agencies, multiple fires throughout the county were suppressed relatively in a short amount of time because we have a good working relationship, and that collaboration paid off and we were able to get those fires extinguished in a short period of time.
Well, obviously it was pretty big for our neighbors to the south. It sounds like we were very blessed with the season that we had. If you could give some advice to residents of Moffat County, what would you say that everyone's priority for best practices for fire prevention might be?
Probably the first thing, you know, is just keeping informed during the summertime when the fire season's predominantly going on, and pay attention to what and or if we have any fire restrictions, and to follow those fire restrictions. And beyond those fire restrictions is, you know, look at your property, make sure you're maintaining a defensible space around your structures, and then just, you know, be cautious of what you're doing out there. You know, if you're welding or using machinery, make sure you can suppress, have equipment there to suppress that, or, you know, fire extinguishers and shovels, and just paying attention. If you're out camping and you got a campfire, making sure your fire's put out. And really, if you see something suspicious or you see smoke, is to report that. Small efforts by residents make a big difference in preventing larger incidents, so we can get on top of those quickly.
Now, there are fire restrictions that usually come up almost every year. If someone was visiting Moffat County and wanted to find out what the current fire restrictions were, how would they best find that information?
You know, following our social media pages is probably the easiest way to do that. You can also look at the Moffat County's webpage. They post those fire restrictions on there too. And if you're a Moffat County resident, joining Moffat Alert, so you get those alerts if we got emergency situations going on, is really crucial to residents here, beyond those that are just visiting.
Right. Well, information is the key. So getting back to general law enforcement, what would you say the most challenging criminal activity that happens in our region?
You know, Tom, narcotics pretty much remains the most significant challenge in Moffitt County. It's not just Moffitt County, but that's pretty much nationwide, I would say. Narcotics drive most of our crimes, our property crimes, our violent crimes. It leads to burglaries, thefts, you know, domestic incidents. And, you know, a lot of behavioral health issues come from those narcotics or substance use disorders. And, it not only affects law enforcement and it affects the families and our quality of life across the county. We kind of take a balanced approach in our enforcement of narcotics. Obviously, we have the enforcement, so we target the traffickers and make interdiction efforts, which, you know, some of that is we got a new canine this year, which we can talk about. But we also have it's called JBBS, the Jail-Based Behavioral Health Services within our jail. And within that, we have medicated-assisted treatment programs. So we also provide counseling, addiction treatment, and that medication support to those folks that are in jail. These programs significantly improve outcomes and help break the cycle of recidivism. So we're not just arresting people and throwing them in jail. We're trying to help support them while they're in jail to get them services, to get them out of that cycle of addiction. And then we also work in prevention and community collaboration. So we work closely with nonprofits in the community, behavioral health providers. We have regional partners and community coalitions that we work with to help try to break that recidivism, because it really is, it's not just a law enforcement problem. Narcotics is a community problem, and we approach that problem with the community-based solutions to help try to help folks out of that situation.
Oh, great. Okay, let's move to your new addition. I understand that you have a canine addition you just mentioned. Tell us about that new part of the department.
Yeah, we recently got a lab his name is Canine Prime, and he is a narcotics detection dog. He's not a patrol dog, so he's not a bite dog. He is exclusively for drug detection, so he can smell methamphetamine, heroin, fentanyl, and alert to those. And that's his main focus, is that narcotic detection with his handler, Deputy Pogline, who completed a pretty extensive training to ensure they can focus on those and help with that narcotics problem within the community.
Now, I'm sure one of the most challenging parts of properly covering Moffitt County is the fact that it's simply a vast place. It's the second largest county in the state of Colorado. Can you describe just how big the county is and some of the challenges your department faces because it's simply a large area?
Yeah, Tom, like you said, it's the second largest county in the state. It's, 4,751 square miles. It's 90 miles from east to west and 80 miles north to south. I mean, there's a little over 1,700 miles of county roads, and that doesn't include trails and BLM roads and everything else that we partner with our other law enforcement partners to help work. You know, this creates long response times, and we often have difficult terrain. And as you well know, the changing weather and limited radio coverage really create some unique challenges. So our deputies are often far from immediate backup and have to be capable and confident and self-reliant in how they do their work. So we rely on our relationships with other law enforcement partners within the county. Whether that's federal or state, we all back each other up and really depend on one another so we can do the work that we need to do in the second largest county in the state.
Great. Well, as we finish up today, stepping back, what would you say is the most satisfying part of being a Moffitt County Sheriff?
You know, Tom, the people are the most satisfying part, both the community and the dedicated men and women at the Moffitt County Sheriff's Office. Serving the county where my family has lived for generations is very meaningful and satisfying, and leading this team is truly an honor.
Wonderful. So how could people contact the Sheriff's Office if they have questions, or what best non-emergency numbers is best for them to use?
Our non-emergency number is 970-824-4495. They can, that gets our main office, and our admin staff can answer most of their questions. If they need a deputy dispatch to their location, they can call 970-824-6501.
Well, thank you, Sheriff McIntyre, for joining us today. We'll be taking a short break. Our next guest is Nick Lagordat with Yampa Valley Entertainment. Thank you again, Sheriff. We appreciate it. Have a great day.
Thank you, Tom.
We'll be back with more Visit Moffitt County, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting and heard right here on KRAI Craig, 55 Country at 550 AM and 105.1 FM, and on KRAI FM at 102.3 and 93.7.
Hi, it's Marcy Marumoto with the Holiday Drive. The drive has wrapped up and, again, was so incredibly successful. Moffitt County, you helped us raise over $24,000 and 2,055 pounds of food in just 12 hours, plus hundreds and hundreds of toys, gifts for seniors, and over 350 pounds of dog and cat food. Thank you, because without you, this drive isn't possible. Also, thank you to our sponsors, Memorial, Regional Health, and the Bank of Colorado. And thank you to the United Way of the Yampa Valley, Centennial Mall, McDonald's, Domino's, City Market, Cook Chevrolet and Subaru, Harold Brown, Victory Motors of Craig, Daniel Cramblett, Michelle Tuvey and family, and the one and only Santa. I am blown away every year by the generosity of Moffitt County, and I hope you know that you just made Christmas brighter for so many. Thank you, and from all of us at KRAI, 55 Country, and the Steamboat Radio family of stations, Merry Christmas.
Keep Route Wild has engaged the public process regarding many issues impacting wildlife and wild places. These include the proper bear aware practices for Route County residents, comprehensive recreational planning on the landscape level across the county, and proposing a compromise for the controversial Mad Rabbit Trails project. Keep Route Wild is a science-based organization and plan to be a voice for Route County's wildlife and wild places for decades to come. For more information or to get involved, go to keeproutewild.com or like us on Facebook.
People always ask me, how is your hair so smooth? Your skin glowing. Your car sparkles like new. Your house spotless. What's your secret? I just smile and say, it's the water.
Introducing The Source H2O, the water that transforms your everyday. From softer skin and shinier hair to cleaner dishes and a fresher home. The Source H2O isn't just water. It's your new secret weapon.
You want to know my secret? It's the water.
Call 970-242-9742, option 1. Or visit thesourceh2o.com/freetest today. Because when your water changes, everything changes.
Christianity stands apart from every world religion and cult. Religions demand that a person reach a certain standard through their own sacrifice or discipline before there is acceptance, before there can be union with God. Christianity begins with connection to God. It begins with love and acceptance from God toward the sinner. There is nothing that a sinner can do to earn acceptance or to earn a standing with God. God demonstrated his love toward the world in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Love and acceptance are not earned, but given freely by God. Salvation and righteousness are offered as free gifts to the world through faith in Christ. Gifts, by definition, cannot be worked for or earned. A gift is just to be received with gratitude. Anyone, anywhere, can receive the gift of salvation and the gift of righteousness from God. This reception is accomplished by placing faith in the sacrifice that Jesus offered on our behalf. This is Jason Haskell with New Creation Church in Craig, and this is The Victory Life.
Your window is getting shorter. Health insurance open enrollment is underway until January 15th, 2026. Having health insurance isn't just a box to check. It's peace of mind for you and your family. The Health Partnership Health Coverage Guides will help you navigate your health insurance plan options. Whether you're exploring new coverage, comparing costs, or enrolling for the first time, we will help you understand your choices. Our team is ready to assist you from our offices in Steamboat Springs and Craig. Connect with us today. Visit thehealthpartnership.org. That's thehealthpartnership.org. Happy holidays from the Health Partnership.
We're celebrating 50 years of service at Victory Motors. Founded by Tom and Deidre Maniotis in 1975, we are proud to carry on the rich tradition of caring for generations of families in Northwest Colorado. Choose from a great selection of new and used vehicles today. Great deals, 100% guaranteed financing, backed by great service, parts, and detail shop. Victory Motors, our family business, is taking care of your family's automotive needs. Come celebrate with us all year long, because 50 years is just the beginning. Victory Motors of Craig. Stop by or visit victorymotors.com today.
It's time now for Visit Moffitt County, a community affairs program, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffitt County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting. Now here's your host, Tom Kleinschnitz.
We're back with our final conversation today. We have Nick Lagorda with Yampa Valley Entertainment with us. Welcome, Nick.
Hey, thanks so much for having me.
Well, it's great to have you today. Before we start hearing about your company and your business, tell us about yourself, your family, and how long you've been in Moffitt County.
Well, I moved to the Yampa Valley back in 2016, and my wife and I just recently moved out to Moffitt County last October. I did grow up in northern New York in the city of Watertown, which is kind of located between the Adirondacks, Lake Ontario, and along the St. Lawrence River. I worked many years of my life for the New York Air Brake Company, making locomotive brakes. And then, yeah, I decided to move out to Colorado. I met my wife in the first band that I joined in Steamboat Springs. And, yeah, we have been really enjoying living out in Moffitt County. We bought a house last October, the day before we got married. And, yeah, the rest is kind of unwritten.
Wow. The man's made a lot of changes this year. That's wonderful. So welcome to Moffitt County, sir.
Thank you.
Let's get to your business. Let's talk about the services that you offer our community. Tell us about Yampa Valley Entertainment and how you landed in this profession. How'd you get started? What's the services that you offer?
Well, back in 2016, when I first moved out here to Colorado, the Yampa Valley just had a lot of free entertainment going on. I attended some of the free concerts in Steamboat. And really all throughout the area, the shows out at Lupita's and Oak Creek. And I just really fell in love with just how much all the locals out here love the live entertainment. They love live music. They love the local theater groups. So I kind of just started looking the area to see what the opportunities were. And I found myself doing some professional audio training at a couple of the venues, the smaller venues in Steamboat. And then I eventually became a stagehand at Strings Music Pavilion. And my interest just continued to grow. I wanted to find myself in kind of more larger roles just in the entertainment industry. So, yeah, I just kept working for companies around here like Mountainside Production Services. And once I kind of gained enough experience, I decided to start a small production company. I just wanted to be able to provide just PA systems and things like that for nonprofits and other smaller clients that would be in need of those things. And I competed in a business pitch competition in Hayden, Colorado. I was actually very fortunate and won first place. And that gave me the seed money to go out and start buying my professional equipment. From there, we've just grown exponentially since year one. It started off as a year of a lot of like independent contracting and small events like retirement parties, anniversaries, weddings, and it's now developed into taking on some of the townwide events like Hayden Days, helping out and assisting with a lot of the things that go on in Moffitt County, like Whittle the Wood. And yeah, we are flush with work right now. We are providing two professional stages. We've got a number of PA systems. We've got a few different lighting setups now. We have a lot of projectors. We're getting kind of into the corporate AV world as well. So yeah, we kind of have, if we don't have exactly what somebody needs, we have access to it. We still work with a lot of these larger production companies that we've been able to develop really good relationships with. So yeah, it's kind of like a limitless business in the area. So we've been really fortunate, and it's been super fun, and I'm not sure how much bigger we're going to be able to grow just me running the company.
That's the point. Maybe you need to hire some more hands. That's how economic development springs forward. But it sounds like you have a tremendous equipment investment so far, and it sounds like you have aspirations for more. As a new business in Moffat County, you know, what strategies do you think will contribute to your success? What you doing to make things work?
Well, the one strategy I've used since day one that has yet to fail me is just getting involved in the community. You help out the clients that maybe don't have the budget to do everything that they want to do. And you just kind of help assist them. You know, we make a lot of donations every year to smaller nonprofits. Yeah, we want to get everyone's events on the map. We want everyone to eventually grow into a place where they can afford good marketing and just quality entertainment. And then I'm also looking at joining a couple of the different associations right here in Moffat County, which I think is going to help, you know, the area and myself just find work like more locally. So we're looking at joining the Craig Concert Association, the Moffat County Tourism Board, and then the Downtown Business Association. And, you know, that's already proven to be quite a bit helpful for myself. Like I said, just as far as getting vested into the events that have been going on for years there. And then also just being able to brainstorm with a lot of the people in town that really love Moffat County and we're starting to develop some new events that might come in, you know, maybe 2026, maybe 2027.
Well, great. Let's stop and talk about that. What kind of future events or projects do you have planned there? What's the thoughts for Moffat County?
So right now, I was fortunate enough to get a small grant through the Moffat County Local Marketing District, and I'll be hosting a few concerts over the winter right in the Craig Chamber. I'm calling them Craig's Musical Heritage Series. I'm working with some historians in the area to get some local folklore of Moffat County, and I kind of want to weave that historical information in between the musical acts that we'll have, just to kind of make it a fun educational music series. We're still kind of working on it, but I definitely want to be able to offer it to maybe some of the schools right in Moffat County. I just think it'll be a fun all-ages thing. So we're working on that right now. And then I've actually had someone reach out to me wanting to do potentially a jazz festival out in Moffat County in the summer. So I'm really looking forward to that. That's kind of a big passion for these 2-3 day festivals for the town to enjoy. So those are some of the things we're starting to work on right now. And there's a lot of other things that are just kind of being brainstormed. And I'll also be working with Nick Cocozella on his Rock Out in the Park again this year, which has proven to be, I would say, one of the fastest growing events in Moffat County. So those are a couple of the things that we kind of have on the docket for 2026. But I can only imagine how many more are going to come before summertime. So probably lots.
Well, it sounds like you've got a lot of community service on kind of the baseline of your mission with your company is to start with what people's needs are. Can I reverse that and ask you what Moffat County citizens might be able to contribute to your efforts? What do you need from us here in Moffat County?
You know, my biggest thing is just really embrace the fact that there's so many people and so many groups that want to do free and affordable events. Come out, bring the family out, look on pages like the Facebook pages and, people's websites and the Downtown Business Association. Look out for all that marketing. Marketing can be kind of difficult up here because, you know, I think the radio works best. Posters and things like that are like great, but everyone's trying to use social media. And the more people that we have in attendance, the better. It's great to put on events, no matter how many people show up. But I got to say, after all the years that I've been in this industry, stressful as it can be doing setups, sound checks, troubleshooting, working through things to make sure that shows go flawlessly, there's nothing that brings as much joy as just having hundreds of people show up to these events. So just get out and come have a good time. That's the biggest thing I would ask for out of my community is just no matter who's putting on an event, whether it's me or anyone else, show up, bring your friends, bring your kids, try to plan your day around it, and just, show up and listen, have fun, and just enjoy it, because we're doing it all for you.
Sounds like fantastic advice, and some of the projects you're talking about will be certainly embraced by the organization I work for, Visit Moffat County, are doing exactly the kind of thing that we need to create invitations to our community so people are enthused about coming to visit us. Thank you for that. I understand you just updated your website. Tell us, if someone visited your website, what they're going to find, and let us know what that URL is.
Yeah, so YampaValleyEntertainment.com. We just redid the website, and right now we really have, it's pretty flush with everything that we offer and easy ways to contact us. There's a contact form on almost every page. So if you ever want to get in touch with us, you can just fill out a small bit of information and it'll immediately send me an email notifying me so that I can reach back out to you. We also have like some pricing on there for everything, so you can kind of get your budget lined up, you know, with what we offer. And we're starting to add more and more of our media content, just picture those of events that we've done over the last few years. And then we are all everything Yampa Valley Entertainment. So if you look us up on Facebook, Google, Instagram, it's all Yampa Valley Entertainment. Visit the site and let us know kind of what you're looking to do. And one of the big things we offer is event planning and project management. Just with our experience, we can help people narrow down their focus to exactly what they want to do, and we can really help think outside of the box about a lot of these logistical things that might pop in the way. So, you know, if you have an idea of any event that you want to do or any type of celebration, you know, reach out. We do everything from birthday parties to concerts that have over 1,000 in attendance. So, you know, we can make any vision come to life with just a little bit of planning and a little bit of persistence.
Well, that sounds like exactly what I run into, a lot of people that volunteer their time putting together events, and I think you're the key to make the events much more successful. So congratulations on that. As we finish up today, is there anything else that people should know about Yampa Valley Entertainment?
I would just say, like I said, we really want to get invested into the community. So, you know, if you do have any ideas, please do reach out. You know, we always want to help with any size budget. And if it's something that we'll say is above and beyond what we think we can offer, we have great connections with some of the larger production companies in the state. And if it's anything that, you know, maybe you don't have the funding for right away, we have a lot of different connections with associations that are kind of always willing to chip in for well-planned community events. And we have, you know, a list of donors that really like to sometimes step up and, you know, put some coin towards your event. If you've got a good idea and it's going to be good for the community, reach out. We love helping with stuff, and we want to keep it affordable. We want to keep it fun so that everyone wants to keep doing it. The more annual events that happen every year are going to be great for the locals. It's going to be great for tourists. It's going to be great for everybody. So, yeah, any ideas you guys have, please reach out. We'd love to take a moment to chat with you about it and just get everybody on the right path to make their visions come to life.
Well, great. Well, speaking of that, let's have a phone number. Can you offer the audience a phone number and restate that website again?
Yes. If you'd like to reach me by phone, my number, the company's number, is 970-457-7411. And the website is YampaValleyEntertainment.com.
Thank you, Nick, for joining us today. We truly appreciate you bringing this new business to Moffat County. We wish you the best of success in the coming year. Thank you, sir.
Thanks so much, Tom. I really appreciate you having me on today.
Thank you. I wanted to remind our listeners that all of us will be celebrating some significant anniversaries in 2026. The United States of America will be celebrating the 250th anniversary of our Declaration of Independence. Colorado will be celebrating our 150th anniversary of statehood, and Moffat County, one of the youngest counties in the nation, will be celebrating our 115th anniversary. A special celebration and exhibits at the Museum of Northwest Colorado and Craig will happen throughout the year. There will also be a special 150-250 drone show at the Moffat County Fair in August. This drone show is sponsored by the state of Colorado. Be sure to check all events on visitmoffettcounty.com for updates and all of the celebrations that would be coming in 2026. This has been another edition of Visit Moffett County. If you or your organization would like to participate in future broadcasts, contact me at Moffett County Tourism and Craig at 970-824-2335. Information on Moffett County, including important upcoming events, can also be found online at, again, visitmoffettcounty.com. We thank Blizzard Communications for this public service announcement opportunity. Good day.
Thanks for listening to Visit Moffett County, an informative show on everything that's going on in and around Moffett County, made possible by Blizzard Broadcasting and heard right here on KRAI Craig, 55 Country at 550 AM and 105.1 FM, and on KRAI FM at 102.3 and 93.7.